Okay, this is a little funny. The hiccups now. And it's too early. What time is it? 7:33. And it really gets on my nerves. At 7:33 today that I have the hiccups. So, what should I say? I could be quiet. As soon as I shut up, then I think of something to say. I just typed, what should I say? In the search engine. What I get. MSN dating and personals. Should I say I love you first? Ask Oxford. Should one stay organized or disorganized? What should I say? Tips for talking to a friend who may be struggling with an eating disorder. I have an eating disorder. I eat too fucking much. Does that count as an eating disorder? Should I say that? Let's see. Digital spy forums. Things contestants should never say. Ooh, I want to be a contestant on digital spy forums. That sounds like so much fun. Should I say Sorry for Being Old by Selma Cook? Okay. What should I say to the person who has cancer? Sorry, you fucking gonna croak, man. Okay, that was so insensitive, but I could not help it. Sometimes I'm just not the most sensitive person on the planet. What is this? You could be a contestant on digital spy forums, or sorry for that you have like 9 billion diseases. Should photographs say something? Well, for a professional photographer, they should say "by me." That was really funny. German business etiquette, manners and customs in Germany. Let's see what that shit is. Sorry for all of those who wanted to know if they should say "I love you" first. Should I take my hands out of my pockets if I'm if I'm talking with someone or greeting them? Well, depends on if you're jerking off. Did I say that? It says, yes, always. The Germans may interpret keeping your hands in your pockets while you are conversing as someone somewhat arrogant. Oh, gee, look, if I walk around with my hands in my pockets, I'm arrogant. Let's see. Do Germans like to make small talk? Oh, my God. Do Germans have cocks? I mean, Jesus. I mean that my mind just left at my statement there. The point is that I'm trying to make is this is stupid. Yeah. Let's see what's on my little news window. Terrorists battling each other. Oh, darn. Have you seen American Idol? I've never freaking seen that show, and I'm so sick of all these ads for it. back to bed. And I have to work today, and that sucks ass. Airline can't pay their pensions. United's fund, $9.8 billion short. Now that's a little bit worse than a checkbook error, do you think? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm $9.8 billion short today. Oops. Boy, I shouldn't have had that cheeseburger and fries. What the fuck is that? How do you get so short? For one thing, they have to know that they're going to run up that short. I mean, there has to be some advance warning. Let's see. This is the top 10 spam subject lines. Number 1, free hair loss DVD. Does that mean if I watch it, my hair will fall out? That sucks. What is your nutrition IQ? Hidden camera the size of a quarter. Big enough to fit in your cooter. I didn't say that either. Dell delivery confirmation. Number 48Q VBCC6735. Get 10% back on your first purchase. Forward. You have 6 new photos at AOL. Want a 5 megapixel digital camera? Now, is it just me, or does anybody else not know what a 5 megapixel digital camera is? Enjoy downloading free unlimited music and more. Do I do that already? Yeah. Stupid fuckers. 14 ways to survive the bank holiday weekend. Is there a holiday coming up? And car shows and classifieds. That's not interesting. In my pathetic mailbox, all I have is shit from eBay. They sent me a letter. What's that? 416, 4622. Once a week, once every 4 days, they send me a freaking... Oh, buy this shit on eBay. Who the bleeding fuck cares? Oh, Jesus. If my boss was here, he would tell me to quit using religious overtones. But he's not. Bastard fuck. Anyway, this is really long, so I am going to end it.